The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very welcome back. It's Dervil McDonald sitting in for Brendan. Well, if you're like me, on Saturday and Sunday after the headlines, I go straight to the entertainment section to see what gig I can go to or what play or concert. And I'm still doing that every single weekend in hope rather than anything else, because, of course, there is still huge uncertainty. And while tickets might be on sale, we don't know what the gig world is going to be like for both performers and audiences. I'm joined now on the line by Niamh Farrell, who is the lead singer with Mead's band Ham Sandwich. Niamh, I'm dying to get back. I know you are, but do you have any idea when you and the band are going to be back in business?
Thanks for having me on, Dervil. We did do a gig there the other week in Killarney in the INEC through there was a scheme set up called the LPSS scheme, which was basically sent out grants to all the venues to
support
put
live
on shows
performances
for people.
Yeah.
Exactly, to support live performances, because the way that the live performances are happening now with the pods and with the, you know, reduced numbers and stuff, it's not sustainable. So obviously the grants were there to help these venues to put on shows. So we did the show actually a couple of weeks ago.
Was it good to be back?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Were people kind of dancing with their arms kind of separately, making sure that they weren't near other people?
They were absolutely having a ball, you know. It didn't make a difference to the people. Like, it was very well set up. It was outside. There was pods of six set at benches, you know, well spaced out from one another, and people were kind of dancing and shuffling in their seats and stuff like that, and clapping along and singing along and stuff. So the vibe was still absolutely there, do you know what I mean? Which was fantastic, because I'm sure for other musicians, like, going into gigs like this, it's a very, very different beast altogether to playing in front of a crowd all squashed in. And, you know, half of the atmosphere comes from that, almost, from the mingling of people together, you know.
I know, and another summer without our big gigs like Electric Picnic, yeah, and everything. Look, I mean, what's inescapable, Niamh, I suppose, is, you know, looking across the papers this morning, in the last week alone, we've gone up over 2,000 cases twice in the same week. So it's still with us. What do you think the people like you are looking for just against that backdrop?
Well, basically, we're just looking for a roadmap. We want to get back to gigging. And like, as far as I can see and other people can see, I mean, we've lost the summer. To me, the end of the summer is signaled by Electric Picnic on the first weekend of September. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, there will still be gigs going on in September and October, which is great. But over in Ireland, like, we can't rely on the weather either. You know what I mean? So we want to get back to gigs indoors, but we also want to do that safely, and no better people to do it than the entertainment industry and the people who work. I mean, the people who work behind the scenes, every gig we do, every gig anybody does anywhere, it's all about the safety of the audience. And, you know, and people work really, really hard to make these gigs happen and to make sure everybody is safe. And we want to know how we can go about doing that.
And listen, you know what I mean? When you go out and about, how many of you are there, even just in terms of being on stage, your support that you have that has to be taken into consideration?
There could be, I mean, up to eight of us on stage at any point. You know, so it depends on the show. If we're doing a small show, we'll definitely reduce the number of people and do it more acoustic. Or if we're doing like a big proper live show, then we'll do our full rock show with loads of people on stage. And as well, I'm sure other bands, like, you know, we hire in session musicians, so we need to be able to have dates that we can give them. And when we don't know how these gigs are going to pan out, you know, it's very difficult for us to organise and for us to get things together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that it is that clarity looking for. You're looking for a date. Mm. Is it tricky, do you think, for the government when it's looking on the one hand at those numbers, but also looking at these, you know, incessant, very, very passionate demands this week for, particularly for the live music sector, and in particular for those smaller venues? But can you see the dilemma at hand?
Absolutely, of course I can. Absolutely. I mean, the thing about it is we don't, like, our health system can only handle so much, and obviously we don't want the health system to be overwhelmed, so we still have to be very, very careful our vaccine numbers are fantastic, and hopefully they will continue to get better. Please go and get your vaccine if you haven't already, because that's how we're going to get back to entertaining people, you know.
I've booked a couple of gigs for the autumn, but my hand hovered nervously over the over it, just kind of wondering, you know, whether through government regulations or maybe even through personal choice, is it something I'm going to have confidence in doing it? You do, though, have some class of a tour booked for later this year, do you?
We do, yeah. We have a tour booked for December, and we're going around a couple of venues in Galway and Dublin and Cork, the usual places that you would normally play at. And yeah, we'd love to have some clarity so we could go to people who are buying the tickets and reassure them that, you know, things will be done very safely. This is how it will be done. Like, I mean, even if it's a case of we have to do two shows in one day, is that a possibility? Or, you know, is it a possibility where you will be indoors, but there will be masks and it will be spread out? Or, you know, and people who are buying tickets want to know these things, as well as the musicians and the people behind the scenes in the music industry. The people who are buying the tickets, I'm sure, want to know how these gigs are going to be run, you know?
And I know it's so, so difficult, not just for the musicians, all of the difficult challenges with finance and everything, but hopefully maybe with a little bit of clarity and a little bit of creativity, we'll be all back dancing soon. Niamh Farrell, lead singer of Ham Sandwich, thank you for joining us this afternoon.